is time for Radio Rotary right here at noon on this Friday, the 9th of May, 2008. Scott is here. He's got an entourage as per usual. Scott?
That's because there's so many amazing people in this world. We have to share all of them.
Indeed.
All right, that's right. This is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley and Rotary District 7210. And if you want to hear this show and other shows, back shows, go to our website, which is rotarydistrict7210.org. And today we really do truly have a fantastic show for you. Some wonderful people, famous, I call them all famous, they really are. And we are going to share topics about the Millbrook Book Festival with you. And then we're going to start right off with a story that I have. The first part of the festival, which is on, it's going to take place on May 16th and 17th in the village of Millbrook. The beginning starts at the Carey Institute, which is just off of the Sharon Turnpike, past the Cornell Cooperative Extension. Turn left there if you're coming from Poughkeepsie. And they're going to start, the scientists are going to have labs open, and they're going to explain what they do, and this has never happened in 25 years. We're going to talk to Diana Salzberg from the Carey Institute.
They're going to clone Scott.
They're going to
That's going to be a day to remember.
We've had a couple of scientists speaking here. We've had Peter Groffman and Dave Strayer. And speaking about Dave Strayer, I was talking with Heather Malcolm, and I said to her that, you know, I was talking to Dave Strayer, and I said, Dave, I want you to dress up like a scientist. If you're going to be demonstrating these things, the children.
Yeah, the white coat and the
They need to look like that.
Pocket
that's right.
Protector and,
and Dave said to me, definitely. He doesn't think he knows where his lab coat is. He hasn't worn it in over 20 years. And I said, well,
it shouldn't
okay.
be hard to come up with another
so
one.
So I said, okay, find something that makes you look as a scientist. So I was telling that story to Heather Malcolm, who also works at the Carey Institute, and says, you don't have to worry about it. Dave Strayer, he's walking down the hallway with a vacant look on his face. You know he's a scientist. He's got research going in his head. It's a perfect scientist look.
Trace of a German accent.
Perfect. No, German accent. He's from Ohio.
So you can still do that. Adds to the effect.
So I thought I would be intelligent, and one day I got that vacant look on my face, and I'm walking around, and everybody keeps coming up to me and asking me if I'm all right.
Well, just because you didn't use the German accent.
So I don't know. I guess they thought I was Silas Marner. But anyway, so Diana, tell us something. What's going on at Carey on May 16th?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm really happy to be here as a Rotarian and as the development officer at the Carey Institute. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary with this May 16th kickoff for the book festival. So all of it works in conjunction with each other, and we're happy to have the community and the Hudson region come out and find out what we do at the Institute. From 4 to 6, we're going to have lab tours, which means that 5 of our labs will be open with scientists there doing experiments, giving hands-on demonstrations, and including the public in what it is we do to create the science that helps create solutions for the problems that face the world. The Institute's frequently a mystery to people who live in the Hudson Valley and even people who live in Millbrook. So to dissuade you from science is a bad thing. We want to encourage you to understand science, to come and see what it is that we do, and join us from 4 to 6 for these lab tours. We'll also have posters, which the scientists use for a lot of conferences and things that they go to, which explain some of the work that we do there. And it's going to be a very fun, family-oriented evening of demonstrations, tours, and folk music. So I'm encouraging you all to come at 7 p.m. You know, we will kick off the event for the book festival. And this wonderful panel of scientists and interesting educators will be here with our featured guest, Andy Revkin. So I encourage you all to come, enjoy, have a little snack with us, celebrate our 25th anniversary, be prepared for more celebrations of this nature with the community of Millbrook. Thank you.
Oh, no, you really need to stress that this is for the whole family. The children are going to love going to these labs. Maybe they want to be a scientist. It's just an amazing thing. I know most of these scientists, if not all of them, they're magnificent people, they're community members. And they're funny. They're humorous. The kids will love coming and seeing this, as well as the adults. This is really a full all ages range.
It's a fun opportunity to come into the plant science building and understand what we do. But our scientists are all user-friendly and will make you feel at home. You can ask questions. It'll be great for everyone. I know I have learned a great deal just from being around these people.
And if they get the vacant stare, just wave at them a few
times. If you get the vacant
times.
Stare, you know, just shake them, kick them.
They'll be all right.
They're all happy with
They'll
that.
They'll be wonderful
And
people.
They're all community members and happy to be doing this. So please join us.
No, this kicks off the Millbrook Book Festival. That's May 16th. It's going to take that part of it is going to take place at Carey Institute, and we're thrilled to have Carey Institute as part of our community. They do so much good work. We've had Peter Groffman, Dr. Peter Groffman has been here, and as well as Dr. Dave Strayer, and they have gave wonderful talks here. You may have heard them, and in the future we'll have some other scientists talking as well. So Diana, thank you very much for
being
here.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say that we provide the science behind environmental solutions, and that's what people should keep in mind and come see us. Thanks.
Good job. Thank you, Diana, very much. So Diana's running off, so she won't be part of presidential Brainiac when it comes up halfway through. But so that's going to be a wonderful thing at the Carey Institute. Now with us today, and this is now we're going to shift to May 17th. And on May 17th, there will be over 60 authors in the village of Millbrook. And with us today, we have Valerie Martin, Walter Keady, and Luann
Fernald.
See, I failed French. I'm sorry.
It's not French. It's Americanized.
It's Americanized. Ah, no wonder. That's my problem. Maybe I did pass French.
You failed American.
Maybe not.
I failed American.
That's what you did.
But all three are wonderful people. They all have different roles. We're going to start off just talking in general. How did we come up with this idea for a festival and answer some questions of that nature? And all three of you, if you have questions, don't hesitate to throw them in and give comments. So, Valerie, how did we start this idea? What happened? How did this come about?
For me, it came about when I walked in the bookstore one day and you said, I want to have a book fair, book festival. Let's have a book festival. And I thought you were completely bonkers. I thought you'll never bring this off. But you were quite determined and asked lots of questions to me and to other people. I've had some experience going to different book festivals around the country. And before I could turn around, it seemed you had a panel of people or a group of people who were interested in helping to coordinate it. And I guess we've been working on it almost a year.
Yeah, January 07 was the first meeting.
That's right. In fact, I think the most important thing I did was discourage you from having it in February.
I remember that. That was great.
That was the first idea.
Benjamin, who is the director of the Dutchess County Arts Group, thought February would be good because it would help the tourism and economic situation with the hotels and slow down right at that time. And so Valerie said when Benjamin came up with that idea, she told him no.
No, it's a terrible idea. And everybody knows why.
So it's going to be May 16th and 17th of this year, and that's next week.
That is. It's next week, and it's just been a long process of trying to figure out what venues we would have, who would come, and I haven't been keeping up with every bit of it, and it seems that when I go away for a couple of weeks, I come back and a whole bunch of new things have been worked out. We've got more volunteers, we've got more people on panels, we've got more places in town that have decided they want to be part of this event.
That's one of the interesting things about this is that the number of volunteers, we're over 100 volunteers.
It's astonishing.
It's amazing. So if you want to volunteer, there's still room for helping. All the schools, every business, there are activities going on in all the businesses. It's a whole village-wide. It's not being held like in a one resort center. It's the whole village. It's almost every building, every church, every area of the village will be covered.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it different from other book festivals I've been to, which are sometimes recently I was in one that was in a hotel. It was pretty sterile. You were in kind of ballrooms and walking around in the lobby. But this is really so friendly to the whole community and for kids, too. Book festivals don't usually have activities for children. And I think that will really bring people out, and the kids will have a great time, that the kids can go and be in a place where the parents can walk away and know that they're going to actually spend a little time having a great time talking about books.
It's going to be great. The way it's set up is that there'll be roughly three panels per hour. And one of those panels is children-oriented so that it will be something for the children to do and the parents can go to historical fiction or romance or whatever the panel is.
And many of these will be in the same building, which is a nice thing. The parent can go upstairs and the kids can be downstairs, so you don't have to feel like your kid might disappear.
That's a great point. So, and as a matter of fact, we're starting the day at Grace Church with a pancake breakfast. So Grace Church is having a little fundraiser. And then the children will go for story hour, and one of the storytellers will be a scientist from IES, from Cary Institute, Dave Strayer. So it all ties together. And then after that storytelling, Willie the Jeep will lead any of the children that want to, will march down to the in a parade down to the library. And at the library, the children will have a crafts and storytelling with Lorraine Gilardi. So there's it's great thing. So Valerie's given you some of the structure, and there's amazing people on this committee. There's so many that it's hard to thank them all. But they just know that everybody is magnificent. And if you want to help out, don't hesitate to come and help out and also come and attend. So now what we want to let's break it down. You've got the idea of what it was. Let's talk about one of the panels. And one of the panels, Lou Anne happens to be the coordinator. There's a coordinator and moderator for each panel. And sometimes I get them backwards. But Lou Anne is the moderator. No, coordinator.
Just the lowly coordinator.
Get as close. That's not very low. Okay. You've done an amazing job.
Well, thank you. But
and
I
her panel is the spiritual book panelist. And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, you had asked me to coordinate a panel a couple of months ago, I believe. I kind of jumped at the chance on the spiritual book panelist because I love reading books about spirituality. That's one of my secret vices.
Not anymore.
and
the whole
so
Hudson
it just
Valley
kind
knows.
Of it just kind of drew me. So you asked me, Scott, to find some local spiritual book authors, and I consulted my spiritual guides and was able to come up upon quite a few.
I have to interrupt you one moment. I did give you Bruce Chilton, and you had to call Bruce Chilton and arrange authors. Tell us what that was like.
Well, I put in a call to Bruce. He was very gracious. No, actually, I think we started emailing back and forth. And he is a professor up at Bard. And I asked him if there was anybody up there that he could recommend who also had perhaps written a book on spirituality. So he recommended several professors, and I invited all of them. The only other Bard professor who will be part of the panel is Ismail Akar, who is visiting from Iran, I believe, and he has a very special contribution in that he will be able to discuss Islam. I tried to put together a panel representative of the major religions and then also of spirituality so that it would be balanced and represent all aspects of spirituality and religion around the world, which is a rather broad topic. We only have 1 hour to hold the panel. I'm sure it could go on much longer, but it will be from 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday morning. And I had met recently with Reverend Doug Fisher, who will be posing the questions for the panel, as also audience members will be invited to ask any questions they may have. And the answers should be very interesting, because we'll hear from Bruce, who is a he's an expert on Judaism and Christianity. He's written several books on that subject, including, let me see here.
Well, Abraham's Curse and Rabbi
That's
Jesus.
That's right. So he's very well known.
I think he's written 89 books.
That's right. There's quite prolific.
89?
But one of the professors we were going to have who couldn't come has written over 1,000. So those professors, they write a lot of books.
That's a lot of book writing.
Mm-hmm. We won't have all the 89 there.
Oh.
But Lou Anne is exactly right. She has gotten these people, and they are wonderful people. They are all different aspects of spirituality. Who are some of the other people, Lou Anne, that you have coming?
Well, I had gone over to the Omega Institute to ask them for any suggestions of local authors, and they gave me a couple of leads. I have contacted some authors over from Woodstock Way who will be attending, and they are Rachel Pollack, who's written 28 books. Let me see here. Her specialty is, tarot cards and their symbolism and goddess worship and the history of religion. So that's kind of represents another segment of the population. And then we've got Clark Strand, who is the author of Meditation Without Gurus, and he will be coming out with a book coming up in February of 2009 titled How to Believe in God, Whether You Believe in Religion or Not. So that should be
Yeah, Lou Anne has done an amazing job, and this is what a coordinator does, is they talk to the authors, they make sure they know what time they're supposed to be there, and Luann has done an amazing job, and she's got a biography of each one so that people will know what they do, who they are, and what they have contributed in the past. So, Luann, you've just done a great job. I mean, this is just the most amazing thing I've seen.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's certainly been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed speaking with these people, and I look forward to meeting them in person, and I hope that we have a good turnout.
Well, you have to, for all the work that Luann did, you have to come and see this, and all the other coordinator moderators. So we're going to take... Oh, sorry. Good point. The first section is at Grace Church in the morning, and then we move to Lyle Church and then to the library, Millbrook Library. So very, very good point. You can find all these details on the website, which is millbrookbookfestival.org. O-R-G. So then we're going to take our break for Presidential Brainiac, and we will be...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, and I think JP will not know these answers. We are trying
Probably
to
not.
And I'll bet you our panelists know the answers.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Because, they're authors, and they're very literate, and they are very intelligent and know things. You know, they're aware of their world around them.
Do you know these answers?
Yes, I read the answers on the back.
I mean, before you read the answers on the back.
I knew 50% of them.
Okay, that didn't work in school.
Yeah, here we go. So, which candidate used the political song, The White House Chair, to help him gain office in 1856?
1856? Well, it would have to be, was the guy before Lincoln?
Buchanan.
Oh, yes, see, now the panel knows. James Buchanan, that's right. That was a song. It was, the White House Chair represented, like the Oval Office, it was a symbol of power. So, whom did the jazz singer Al Jolson write a song for in 1920?
Warren G. Harding.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I get a prize?
They did indeed. And Jolson helped him get elected with his song, Harding, You're the Man for Us. And so ends President...
Gee, that's one I don't have.
Yeah, I know. That's right. 1920.
Yeah, I should, but I don't have that one.
You'll have to get that one.
Yep.
No, that did not come out on a record. That was a little bit early.
But you have a great
selection.
About
20-some-odd years. You
know. All right, so now we're going to go... We've left Presidential Brainiac, and we've had our fun with that. And we're going...
Boy, that was short.
Well, we have a lot to discuss. Not only do we have panelists, people like Luann, who's doing the aspect of coordinating, we have authors here. We have all sorts of different kinds of things we want to talk about. So...
And moving right along.
Moving right
say.
Along. And reminding everybody that this is a village-wide event in Millbrook, New York. And there's so many. If you go to our website, millbrookbookfestival.org, you will see all the wonderful businesses that have participating, all the restaurants that are going to have a special for the day, like the diners having green eggs and ham, Slammin' Salmon's doing Moby Dick. I mean, there's all book-themed. Oh, the bakery's doing sugar cookies that are shaped in
May
gingerbread.
May I ask
fruit.
About... Green Eggs.
It's a book by Dr. Seuss.
Okay, I thought they were actually...
You will actually be able to order green eggs and ham, and your eggs will be green.
Well, we can be...
JP's coming over.
Saw the ham, but the eggs, but green... Okay.
All right. So
the chickens are green.
The chickens are green. So okay. We'll have lots of... So the restaurants will have specials that'll have book-titled themes in their restaurant. You can go and eat there. And at Lyle Church at 12 o'clock, their youth group is having some sort of food. They were going to do Foods of the Bible, but I guess they're going to come off maybe be hot dogs and things like that. So the youth group at Lyle is doing a great thing.
So Foods this is the Bible, hot dogs.
So I recommend everybody come and watch the parade and eat in all the different restaurants. So now one of the authors that we have, one of the panels is called Historical Fiction. And we have, and Walter, you are the moderator, is that right? You're the moderator for historical fiction. And using your question right away, what is historical fiction?
Historical fiction covers pretty wide area. It's fiction with some sort of historical brew or history brew mixed in with it. It can be anything from... a totally fictional work set in a historical background, like in 16th, 17th, 18th century, or 12th century, or whatever you want to do.
And the author meticulously researches this out so it's all accurate.
He researches the background in that. Now, it can go all the way from that to a novel which is uses real characters, real historical characters. And that requires a lot more research.
It builds a setting around that character.
You build your setting around the character, the characters.
Co-characters, of course.
And sometimes you can mix in some fictional characters with real characters.
So, and that's probably the best. I love reading. I remember reading one that I thought was definitely a real place, a real time, and the author had used pictures that they had found at tag sales from the Civil War, photographs, and she built the story around those pictures. Each page, each beginning of the chapter had a picture. And I went onto the internet to try to find that town, and I could not find it. When I finally finished reading the book at the end, she said, I created this town using photographs that I bought at a rummage sale.
Yes.
And so there's vehicles like that that you can do. Let's go to your panel now. Who are some of the authors that you're going to have with you?
Well, I'm fortunate. I'm just moderating three marvelous authors. Valerie Martin, who is here with us, is
and
the
tell
author
me something
of,
about Valerie Martin.
Valerie is the author of quite a number of
property and
12 books, including Property, for which she won the Orange Prize. In case you don't know, the Orange Prize is a very prestigious award. From England, correct?
Yes.
And it's second only to the Booker Prize.
Title IX, it's equal.
It's equal.
Is it?
Sorry. Title IX is equal.
It's for girls.
It's for women only.
Yeah, but it's a very famous prize. So that was it.
Yeah, Valerie won. And I remember when Valerie, I happened to be talking to Valerie before she went over to England, and she said, I'm not going to win because, you know, there was English authors.
Zadie Smith and Donna Tartt.
Yeah, Zadie Smith. I mean, think of the authors that she was going against.
Yes. So she's better.
Yeah, she's absolutely terrific.
And the novel is absolutely wonderful, Property. It's about the period of slave ownership in the South. And she creates some absolutely marvelous characters.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Well worth the read.
It is, absolutely. And her other books are magnificent, too. Who else do you have on the panel?
John Darrington, who is an editor, a writer for the New York Times, and has won a Pulitzer Prize with the New York Times for his journalism. And he has also written some four novels, I believe. I'm reading one of his novels at the moment called The Darwin Conspiracy, and it's absolutely wonderful. Now, it's an interesting approach to a historical novel. He writes, every second chapter deals with a period in Darwin's life, and in between he has chapters on different characters in modern times who are working on research based on Darwin's work. So it's a very interesting approach to it.
You don't know this, Walter, but you do just get another person. Susan Richards is also going to be on your panel.
Okay, I can't tell you about Susan Richards. Jennifer Donnelly is also on.
And Jennifer Donnelly
too. Jennifer is a wonderful author. She's written several novels.
She's going to be on history, sorry.
Yeah, Susan Richards, I don't know. Maybe
she's
going to
be on history. I made a mistake. She's going to be
on history. Can you tell us something?
Oh. Yeah, tell us about Jennifer Donnelly.
Jennifer Donnelly has written several novels. I don't really know how many.
She also does both young adult and...
She does young adult and historical work, yeah.
And she's won prizes and
she's won all kinds of prizes, yes.
She's
amazing. Her new book, Northern Light.
Northern Light, yes.
Which it's billed as a young adult novel, but as an adult I could say it's pretty satisfying. And it has to do with a murder in the Adirondacks. It's the murder that the book that was actually made into a film, the Dreiser novel. What is the Dreiser novel? Anyway, it's about a young man who drowned his fiance in the Adirondacks. But it's from the point of view of a young woman who's working at a hotel and happens to be there when they dredge the lake and find the body. So it was an historical event, but as you described, these are fictional characters.
Sounds wonderful.
And her most recent book is called Winter Rose, which is an adult novel, which is a sequel to Tea Rose. Tea Rose. And that takes place in England in end of the 18th century, early 1900s, mm-hmm. I believe. And I read it, I've forgotten, but Jennifer is amazing. They're all amazing on your panel.
Yes, we should have a really wonderful panel discussion.
And you've written historical fiction yourself, so we'll have to your panel will turn and grill you.
Yeah, you'll have to, that's right.
Yes, I wrote a historical novel set in the late 19th century in Ireland, around a man called Michael Davitt, who organized the tenant farmers against their landlords. Most of the people who emigrated to this country from Ireland in the late 19th century were tenant farmers, sons and daughters of tenant farmers who left in left situations of dire poverty because of landlordism, because landlords had a system of what they called rack rents, which means that they extorted the maximum rent they could get from the tenants while leaving them enough to survive on so they could keep on paying those rents.
And Walter, you will also be on another panel. You won't be the moderator, but another panel, the mystery, fiction, and romance panel,
yes.
Which Walter has a mystery. One of his books is a mystery that is a mystery without a murder. And that's what you called it. I remember that.
That's what I called it, yes.
And I always thought that was amazing. So going on, we have panels throughout the day, and if you go to the website, which is millbrookbookfestival.org, you will be able to see the different panels, and if you check on the author list, you'll see the different authors. I also recommend everyone come May 16th and 17th to come to the book festival. There's so many different things. I can't even tell you all the different things.
And it's all free.
And it's all free, except for the food. Except for the food. And we have Pulitzer Prize winners. We have Orange Prize winners. We have National Book finalists. We have so many different Prince Honor Award winners. There are prizes all over the place. These are very famous authors. We have New York Times reporters, New York Times other authors. We also have a National Geographic photographer who will be showing his his photographs, large-scale photographs, and will also give a talk. His new book is called Planet Shanghai, and Justin Gargilia, I'm terrible as I say with that, but he is a wonderful person. He's going to have a slideshow and will also show his artwork. It's Gariglia.
So,
and this Planet Shanghai book is an amazing book as well. Everybody will love that. So we can't possibly talk about all 60 authors that are going to be here next weekend. There's a poetry discussion. There's local history. There's children reading their own work from the treasure chest. Julia Spencer Fleming will also be on that mystery panel with Walter and Valerie. I think we have 6 or 7 people on that panel. There's a young adult fiction. There's children's picture books with Alan Katz, who's a famous children's poet. We have historical fiction. We have children's books it's really for adults to find out how the process of writing children's books, so children can come to that. We have children's story hour. We have a history panel. All sorts of things. And it ends the day. A couple things at the end of the day. We have Antoinette Bosco. She's written a book called Mother Benedict, Founders of the Abbey of Regina Laudis, who will be at St. Joe's School, and they're having a soup and salad dinner. They have 3 different salads that they're making up from different cookbooks. So it's a full day and a wonderful day. We have a couple of minutes left. What else should we talk about what haven't we addressed directly that we should talk about? I have a wonderful panel here today that they are better speakers than I.
Oh, I can't think. I think you've pretty much covered everything.
We gave you an example with Luann of what a coordinator does, how she, you know, Luann, actually, what I was really amazed by you is not only the work that you did, but also the way you got the questions. You were sending out the questions to people and saying, you know, here are some questions I think we should talk about, and you know, trying to elicit responses from everybody on your panel beforehand so they could think about, they're not coming in cold, so they could actually think about what they're going to talk about.
Right. Well, spirituality and religion is a pretty deep and broad subject, and we've got some pretty broad panelists from all different viewpoints. So I thought it would be nice to find a common theme, kind of a way to bring them all together. And because it is such a deep subject, I wanted to give them the opportunity to think about it and submit their questions to me that they would like to be asked, so that they would all know what to expect and be able to think about it beforehand.
Yeah, no, you've done a great job on that, and that's what a moderator does. The coordinator does things like making sure the site is safe and so on. But we have an amazing day, May 16th from 4 to 6.
And we have lots of parking.
Lots of parking. You can park all over the place. We've got lots of parking. That's a great point. But it's good to carpool. I would actually bring a whole family and
please do.
Yeah, bring the whole family, bring friends, put them all in one car, and you will have a great time. We have 10 seconds. This is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, talking to you from the beautiful Hudson Valley and talking about the Millbrook Book Festival, which is next weekend, May 16th and 17th. You will have lots of fun. And thank you, JP.
Okay, and thank you. And you are listening to WHVW, the heart and soul of American music. Mary the Machine is here. It is 12:30.